This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The immutable realities of supply and demand are doing a number on residential real estate prices in a lot of places in this country. Here in Los Angeles County, the median home price last month, remember that's where half or more expensive, half or less, was $609,000. In markets which are, granted, already tilted in their favor, more homeowners looking to sell are doing what they can to get that incremental extra dollar. Anna Scott from KCRW here in Los Angeles has this story about the growing home staging industry.
If you go to enough open houses in LA these days, you'll see that a lot of them have the same stuff inside. Mid-century modern furniture, fuzzy pillows, record players.
You know, if you're at the beach, I think you do want, you know, a surfboard here and there, maybe a guitar, that kind of thing.
If there's a queen of home staging, it would be Meredith Bayer. She's worked with lots of celebrities and has offices in Los Angeles, San Francisco, the Hamptons, and Miami. Here in California, her company stages about 30 houses a week. For some jobs, she charges as little as $3,000. For mansions, it can be $150,000 or more.
You know, we can't do a big home in Bel Air without a piano.
Staging used to be for only the most expensive properties, Bayer says. But now, even mid-range houses get staged. Sellers at every level want to get their highest price.
I mean, I bet you there are 70 staging companies in the LA area.
I wanted to see their work myself. So I went to check out a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house for sale in LA's Eagle Rock neighborhood. It's listed for just over $1 million. I walked around with Michelle Good, who staged the house.
I think the goal is just to, when you stage, is to make it slightly aspirational for the buyer.
Slightly aspirational. That means if you buy this house, you're also buying an idea of a better version of you. In the kitchen, there's a cookbook open to a recipe for miso salmon with English pea sauce and some stemless wine glasses off to the side.
You're definitely staging for a specific buyer and the architecture and the neighborhood.
What did it cost to stage this house? $8,000. It's hard to say how much that'll add to the sale price. One survey by the National Association of Realtors estimated staging increases prices anywhere from 1 to 15%. Real estate agent Rob Kallick says he recently had a listing where some potential buyers took a look at the house before any staging.
And they said, we'll pay 1.4 for it.
He means $1.4 million.
And I told the owners, I said, I think you can get more.
That is, if they staged it.
They moved out, we staged it, it was gorgeous, and they ended up getting 1.5.
That's an extra $100,000. It's hard to know if staging accounted for all of that, but it seems it can help put houses even more out of reach in a place that's already tough. LA has one of the lowest homeownership rates in the country. I ask Meredith Bayer, the staging queen, if she thinks she has a role in pushing up those prices.
I mean, actually, we probably do. But then, you know, then do I want to make it unaffordable? No. But it is our goal for people to get their very best price for their home.
Great news if you're selling. If you're buying, good luck. I'm Anna Scott for Marketplace.